Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. And welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes.
And by the way, as far as all of us being anachronistic, we just can return that volley with a, that's okay, because all of you are nihilist.
Yes.
And so nihilistic, you know, the nihilistic coup that has taken over this country. But it may not be for long, everyone. We've got some absolutely phenomenal news today.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Something we stumbled across this weekend, started doing some research into it. And there's a reason why nobody's heard about this.
That's right.
And we are just stoked to be talking about it, because it is, you talking about sticking a stick in the spokes
of the
deep state, of the their agenda
plans
for destroying America.
Yep.
This, well, it's at first I kind of dismissed it, really. It's more hopium, you know, but the fact of where this is right now, where it's going,
is stunning.
The people that are involved in our government made my eyebrows go up, and I went,
yep,
sit up straight and pay attention to this one. So
yep, that's right.
We're looking forward to that. And we've got some updates here from Carrie Lake's lawsuit.
Yes.
I was forwarded this from a listener, and this is from someone I've never heard of, Emeril Robinson, a writer at Substack. Acquired a copy of the lawsuit and lays out the revelations about Carrie Lake's lawsuit.
Fantastic.
And so yeah, we're on to some great things.
Oh my gosh, this week is going to just be phenomenal.
Yeah,
from,
I'm excited.
From the sounds of it so far.
That's right. So I'll tell you what, let's start with the word of the day now and find out what the Lord has in store for us and build a good foundation for the day.
That's right. And so, well, the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Leviticus chapter 26 in various different verses, because what we're describing, what we're going to be describing in the news today with our phenomenal revealings is so complementary to what is in chapter 26, I can't even believe it, about upholding the law of the Constitution and reversing this evil election heist. And so it kind of is nicely summed up here in chapter 26, verses 1 through 6 that read, "You shall not make idols for yourselves. Neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you rear up for yourselves, nor shall you set an engraved stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last till the time of the vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. You will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you, for I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you." And then he describes, "But if you do not obey me," this is starting in verse 14, "but if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant, I also will do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever, which shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. I will set my face against you, and you shall be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when no one pursues you. And then to kind of sum up the end of this chapter, that is, he goes on to say how many chances he will give them. He will kind of keep bringing the attack to them. But if they still don't repent and they still don't turn back to him, he's going to make it worse. And he goes through quite a few different scenarios of making it worse. And if you still don't, well, then he says, and as for those of you who are left, I will send faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. The sound of the shaken leaf shall cause them to flee. They shall flee as though fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when no one pursues. And then the final statement in verse 46, it says, these are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between himself and the children of Israel on Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. And so that whole chapter is very, very well worth reading today if you get the chance, because it describes his long suffering, but also, boy, you don't want to mess with him.
Well, look at the blessings. Look at the abundant blessings and prosperity when you are following God. And when you rebel against God, it's the exact opposite.
Yep. He'll keep upping the ante against you until you turn around.
Right.
And so this is addressing an entire nation and upholding his laws, his statutes, and his judgments.
Right.
And he even describes in the very last verse in 46 that is essentially Mosaic law, which is exactly what all modern law is based on today, including our U.S. Constitution.
Well, especially our laws. And you find that all through the speeches of the Founding Fathers and their writings, how biblical law influenced how they constructed law.
And that's right.
From the Declaration of Independence through the Constitution and the laws that were passed by Congress, you know, up until they started becoming perverse.
That's right.
You know, and rebellious.
Well, and that they are all congruent. None of our constitutional laws go against any of God's laws.
Right.
They're congruent, and they're built one precept upon another in the same manner.
Wall Builders has done a really good job of explaining the parallels between our laws. They will look at a law or a portion of our Constitution, and then they will show the biblical model that influenced that.
Right.
And I've just always been fascinated listening to those guys.
Well, especially since they actually show original documents.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, Dave Barton has the largest privately held collection of founding documents.
Yeah.
Original source documents.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And, that's why we play their podcast, right before Radio Free Redoubt on Sunday evenings. And, of course, their founder's Bible that I have, those type of facts are woven all through that Bible, little notes.
That's right. Yep.
And so I've just really come to enjoy that. But that is a great word. And this one that should make us sit up straight, because look at the violence that's unfolding in our country. Look at the loss of our wealth.
Right.
The perversion on all levels.
Right.
And you just see the life blood being drained out of America and what it was that seems like they're just doubling down on their efforts to do everything you could possibly do to destroy what made America exceptional. And there's, no question about it. So,
well, right. Especially since, with his long suffering, the Lord just tries to give the entire nation every possible chance. And finally, he has to resort to the worst punishments of all. And he says in verse 30, I will destroy your high places, cut down your incense altars, and cast your carcasses on the lifeless forms of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. Mm. And so that's...
You don't want to be there.
No, that's about the last thing you ever want the Lord to say in your direction, yeah,
No kidding.
Yikes.
Well, all right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Thank you for that. Put the scripture out one more time.
Okay, so that was Leviticus chapter 26 and... various verses throughout. It's not a long chapter. I would encourage you all to read it today if you get the chance.
Yeah, there you go. We'll post that on our Telegram page, The Morning Commute. Super easy to find. And we'll go ahead and take that break now. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready and learning what all that means. When we come back on the other side of the break, we've got some great stuff we want to discuss. Carrie Lake's lawsuit and something else, another lawsuit that's being filed that is going to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court went after it.
Yes, that's right.
Woo-hoo. So stick around. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and we'll be right back.
Communist propaganda, which left unchallenged, could speed up their goal of world domination. We are in the midst of a continuing struggle for the minds of men.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt. Lady Liberty here from Liberty State Radio and the Political Church podcast and my bride and co-host now here for almost 2.5 years on The Morning Commute.
That's right. It's been it's been a really unbelievable 2.5 years, I might say.
Yeah. Yeah. What a time in history to have a talk radio show discussing what's going on in your culture and your country and the world and in a biblical context.
Yeah. And everyone that can support Liberty Broadcasting. Oh my gosh. If it wasn't for them, we would have had no voice at all.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We sure appreciate them. The the American Christian Network affiliate, there I can say it, Liberty Broadcasting. Yeah. Out of Spokane.
Yep.
So now, if you guys want to keep us on the air, we really, really need your help. And the airtime and the cost of producing the show and the websites and everything that we do it just keeps mounting. And we're mostly listener supported. And that means you, the listener. If you appreciate what we do, you want to keep us on the air, go to radiofreeredoubt.com. Click on the Donate to RFR tab and learn how you can support us. We much appreciate it. A one-time donation or a monthly donation.
That's right. Recurring $5 a month would be sufficient.
Oh, yeah. $5 a month is, it adds up. So
that's right.
Okay. We've got several things going on here. I want to hit this real quick from the Substack. Because Carrie Lake has filed a lawsuit. Well, apparently now it is somebody obtained a copy of it. This is Emerald Robinson at Substack. And so here is, it's 70 pages long. And I'm looking at a copy of it right now. So there's 9 main points. I'm just going to read those real quick. And then I'm going to turn this over to Lady Liberty to talk about this new Supreme Court case that's coming up. First of all, there were hundreds of thousands of illegal ballots counted in Arizona's midterm elections in Maricopa County alone. That's point number one that's in this lawsuit. Number two, almost 60% of Maricopa County's voting machines failed on election day. That's not a statistic you'll see reported in our corporate media. Three, there's no way that 59% of Maricopa County's voting machines stopped working on election day by accident and one day after being supposedly tested. Number four, between November 9th and November 11th, Maricopa County suddenly discovered more than 25,000 additional ballots that needed to be counted. That's suspicious because Katie Hobbs supposedly beat Carrie Lake by 17,000 ballots, according to the certified results. Now, number five, those 25,000 ballots magically appear in time to help Katie Hobbs, courtesy of a mysterious election contractor named Runbeck Election Services.
Huh, wow.
Number six, An employee of Run Beck has testified that early vote ballots arrived without proper chain of custody paperwork, which is required by law. Seven, a prominent cybersecurity expert who tests voting machines for a living has provided a sworn declaration that the widespread equipment breakdown in Maricopa County must have been caused intentionally. It defies all laws of probability.
Wow.
And, I mean, statistically. But anyway, he also confirms that some of the components in Arizona's voting systems are not certified, which violates Arizona's law. Maricopa County officials like Stephen Riker were involved in serious conflicts of interest. And finally, number nine, at least 16 voting stations in Maricopa County mixed together uncounted ballots with already counted ballots, and they did so intentionally.
Wow.
So a lot of crime stacking up. This is not a certifiable election.
Absolutely
and,
not.
And especially in Maricopa County, those who voted to certify this, they need to go to jail too.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Everybody
they,
else
every
involved.
Last one of them had better be charged with crimes. Oh, yep. My gosh.
Indeed.
Wow.
All right. Now we've got a Supreme Court case that's coming up, and we just discovered this.
Yeah, this is something that I ran across this weekend. Unbeknownst to me, this has been happening for the past week, apparently, and some of you may have heard about this, but there's a band of brothers, quite literally a band of four brothers that have, since they were all kids, they all played trumpets. All four of these brothers, they're called the Brunson Brothers, and they're also dubbed the Trumpsters.
Right.
That has nothing to do with Trump, believe it or not. It's just the fact that they all four play the trumpet, and
right.
They all four have always played in a band together. Well, they've done a whole heck of a lot more than that here recently. These brothers have figured out a way to get election fraud heard by the Supreme Court.
Yes.
And they've gone a very unusual route, which is absolutely brilliant. Instead of calling it an election fraud case, and instead of even having it be a criminal case, they have pursued a civil case that actually cites foreign interference into our 2020 election.
Yes.
And by law, any attack on our infrastructure is an act of war,
including our voting
in case of an election.
Yes.
And so what is required is, it says in Executive Order 13848, it requires an investigation be done following an election, and that the Director of National Intelligence shall issue a report within 45 days of the election, which basically will address the question, did we find any evidence of foreign interference? Well, and so that is what this case is about.
Right.
So first of all, it's going straight to the Supreme Court because it's being filed under emergency status.
Yes.
And so what is happening to sum it up a little bit, D&I Radcliffe of the intelligence, he's the director of intelligence. He said that way back in the second week of December of 2020, when he was required to produce this intelligence report about was there any foreign interference in our election,
right.
He said that he couldn't get the 17 agencies to come forward with their reports. And so mm-hmm. He only had 45 days to do it. And he said that on the 43rd day. And so lo and behold, everything goes to, it continues to take place. January 19th comes around. Radcliffe comes forward and admits evidence exists.
Right.
And so here's, let me just give you a little bit of an intro here from the Reese Report on these four brothers. Listen now.
If we were a serious people, then we wouldn't be sitting at home and looking for someone to blame. We'd be focusing all of our attention on the rigged election system and our criminal Congress. It's what Carrie Lake is doing in Arizona. And it's what the Brunson brothers are doing. They went through the exhausting bureaucratic process of litigation, and they have managed to get their case scheduled for discussion by the Supreme Court on January 6, 2023. The Brunsons have accused 388 members of Congress of treason for voting against the investigation of our 2020 elections, and they are asking that all of them be permanently removed from office. The Brunson brothers are right, but many roll their eyes and don't want to hear it. They have lost all faith in the government and either want a revolution or distraction. But if your goal is to defend the U.S. Constitution, then there is a proper way to do it. And while it may eventually lead to violent action, the proper way to get there is first through the courts and then go from there. It may not seem as sexy and fun as your favorite distractions, but it is the proper way to start the process of restoring our nation, address the problem, and stay laser-focused on it. Because it doesn't matter if we have a voice on Twitter. Our elections are still a total joke. Twitter is a distraction. And if we don't wake up, it's the new model for free speech, regulated by our new royalty class.
Okay, once again, that was from the Reese Report talking about this, the Brunson brothers case. Now, the Supreme Court went, they pursued this.
Yes.
I mean, they didn't have to beg and plead, would you please listen to our case?
Well, right, because they apparently, thousands of cases are submitted to the Supreme Court each year.
Right.
And only a few hundred are hand-picked. This one was hand-picked, and they contacted the Brunson brothers with, I don't know, fairly aggressively, like, can you also add this to it to help it? You know,
right.
I mean, they were making suggestions, like positive suggestions that would make it gain traction and so helping it,
right,
essentially. And what a fascinating prospect that is, first of all.
Right. Because and I think the Supreme Court knows this, that one of the tactics that the deep state are planning on using, and they've already projected this, is stacking the Supreme Court.
That's right.
With up to, like, what, 19?
Oh, yeah.
15 or 19 Supreme Court justices, all chosen by the left,
yep,
all confirmed by the left.
That's right.
And then we're sunk. I mean, forever.
Yeah, it more or less will delegitimize our third branch of our checks and balance system.
Right.
You know, I mean, it basically will, we're toast if that happens.
Yep.
And so they're almost, their response is almost like a self-preservation response, reaching for this case because like the Reese Report pointed out, this is a case accusing all of these criminals of treason.
Right. But in a civil case.
Yes, but in a civil case.
Yes.
Because they're actually only asking for an investigation into whether they actually refused to do their legal duty and violated their oath of office.
Right.
Which is a constitutional point of contention.
Right.
And that is exactly where it has to start. And from there, if they decide that, oh yes, they have violated their oaths of office and they did refuse to do that legally required investigation,
right,
then there is a crime.
While the intelligence entities were dragging their feet until after Biden was inaugurated.
That's right. And that was with the admission of evidence of foreign interference into the election, which is highly treasonous.
Yeah, it's treason. It meets the definition of treason. So, and what's this? This
yes,
other one was
I've
an
got,
interview talking about this.
Yeah, I've got another little clip here from an interview with Rob Cunningham he's robcunninghamsubstack.com, and he is interviewing Bill Quinn, who is more or less kind of overseeing the submission of this case for the brothers.
Right.
And so listen to this little clip that he has to say about this case.
Fascinating.
Well, and in context to that, Bill, what's also fascinating is because this isn't a court case that's been adjudicated, it's not under appeal, because this hasn't gone to trial, and the Supreme Court reached in and took it under an emergency provision of our Constitution and the Supreme Court statutes, it's got special classification under emergency status, which means the Supreme Court can look at the evidence, they can convene, they can render a verdict, and they can adjudicate the judge, the justice or the punishment like that at any time they feel like it, with no notice. Like, this is an earth-shattering event. I've read in some places that this is perhaps the most power ever handed to the Supreme Court of the United States since it was formed.
Well,
it's that important, because theoretically they could meet at 8 o'clock in the morning, and by noon, 387 people don't have a job that are elected members of the House and the Senate, and the president and the vice president.
That's true. To be clear for our viewers, I mean, they could choose anything at this stage. Correct. They can choose to continue it. They can choose to hear more about it. They can. We'll talk about the exact status that it's at now, but they can have all the choices available to them. So it is impossible to predict exactly what's going to happen or when. But the very fact that it's in front of them, to me, is a message.
Oh, that's...
That's phenomenal.
That is amazing.
Just the fact that this could come about so quickly, they can decide any second. They don't have to wait till January 6th when it is scheduled to be discussed. They could do it at any time.
Right.
And like he was saying, this is the most power ever handed to the Supreme Court in our history.
Yeah, under an emergency provision that
That's
they
right.
have available to them. Just imagine or think of the irony when our country was overthrown because governors used emergency measures to overthrow their state's voting rules on, you know, how to vote. That's
right.
What ushered in absentee ballots and drop boxes and everything else.
Right. And so this could actually flat out get rid of and set them up for treasonous charges. 385 members of Congress, Pence, Biden, Harris, and Pelosi.
Wouldn't that be something?
Can we all pray?
It's hard to wrap your mind around. All right, guys. Well, we're out of time. You have a blessed day out there. Be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. Let's all give glory and thanks to God for all of that. And you all have a marvelous Monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.